Morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking at a topical thought, and let me get a little bit of background before I get into the text. I was in a third world country, and I was doing a Sunday school class for some folks, and we were talking about the ministry and the different aspects of God blessing the ministry of Anchor. And someone asked, well, what is the key to the success? And very confidently I claimed, well, Philippians 4:19 says, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and mercies by Christ Jesus. And we were taking questions from the audience, and a gentleman raised his hand, an older gentleman, and in a broken language, I could understand part of what he was saying. He said, in effect, condense it to say, what's wrong with us? How come that don't work for us? How come God does not bless us? And he said, do Americans have more faith than we do as Christians? And I tell you, that question has absolutely haunted me. And so I have been doing some soul searching, and I have been doing some searching in history, and I've been trying to reconcile what he said. Sometimes things are so obvious that we can't see the forest for the trees. But I want to pursue the question this week, why has God blessed America? Now, God has, there's no doubt about that, but why has? Why has God blessed America? And sometimes I think we get false assumptions, that God blesses us because, of this or this or this. But I believe we need to go back to the Scripture. And today I want to look at Psalm 33:12, where the Bible said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. May I say that if you go back to the earliest written documents that this nation was founded upon, you'll find that this nation was not a group of Muslims. It was not a group of Hindus, nor was it a group of Buddhists. It was not even a group of Hebrews, but rather this was a group of Christians. And the earliest documents from the Magna Carta forward to the Virginia Compact, a Mayfair Compact, right on forward, specifically name the Lord Jesus Christ as the reason this nation was founded, for the Lord Jesus Christ. And our founding fathers were very careful. The very basis of our government, a triune government, executive, legislative, and judicial, was based off of the Trinity of God, Father, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. When you go back and begin to understand that the Declaration was written after hours and hours of prayer and calling upon God for his help and deliverance. And it was Benjamin Franklin who later, he was one of the few survivors that was at the Constitutional Congress in 1789. And they had wrangled for several days, and it did not look like there would be a United States, because they could not come to terms. And Franklin, not being known for being a very spiritual man, stood up in the midst, and he said, I was there, and the one thing that I noticed difference between that body in 1776 and this is that we spent much time in prayer beseeching the Heavenly Father to give us wisdom beyond our own. And it was that time that a prayer meeting was called, and after a long series of prayer, the Constitution of the United States was drafted, and the varying states began to fall in line as to a United States. May I say that our nation was founded upon just principles. But when you leave those just principles and those principles of justice, then you also lose the blessings of God. My question is, why has God blessed America? And I would answer by saying because it was founded upon just principles. Father, may we return to the principles on which we were founded, in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.